From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. At this hour, leaders of the world's 20 richest economies are starting a two-day meeting session in Hamburg, Germany, to address issues including counterterrorism and climate change. VOA correspondent Luis Ramirez is in Hamburg.
For a second day Friday, police in Hamburg fired water cannons at protesters as leaders of the world's 20 richest economies opened talks. The big item on Friday's agenda is President Donald Trump's first face-to-face meeting with Russian leader Vladimir Putin, an encounter on the sidelines that will be closely watched. The U.S. leader is expected to raise the issues of Syria, Ukraine, North Korea, and possibly allegations of Russian meddling in U.S. elections. Leftist demonstrators tried to block U.S. and other delegations from entering the G20 venue. Their aim is to disrupt the summit. They see the grouping as a gathering of the world's wealthy elite who they blame for global economic disparities. Their target is largely President Trump, and many said they are outraged by his decision to pull the United States out of the Paris Climate Accord. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Hamburg.
Egyptian officials say a suicide car bomber has attacked a military checkpoint in northern Sinai, killing 10 soldiers. There has been no claim of responsibility for the blast Friday. Egypt has been battling an Islamic State insurgency since 2013, when the military ousted Islamist President Mohamed Morsi after mass protests. UN-sponsored talks in Syria make that Switzerland, aimed at ending a stalemate that has kept the island of Cyprus divided for more than a decade, have ended without an agreement. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says an agreement was not possible at the conference that closed without the possibility of bringing a solution.